You're listening to SBS News.
Each year, a staggering 1 in 5 Australians experience mental illness, while half of the population will be diagnosed with a mental health condition over their lifetime. The Productivity Commission has been examining the societal and economic impacts of these statistics, including the effect on people's ability to participate in the community and workplace. This week, it released its long-awaited final report, which recommends a suite of sweeping reforms across workplaces, the education sector, the justice system, community groups, healthcare and housing. Prime Minister Scott Morrison called it the most comprehensive report of its kind in Australia, insisting the government will develop a response by the May 2021 budget. Mental Health Victoria CEO Angus Cleland has hailed the paper as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to deliver much-needed change.
We're pleased with what we're seeing very supportive of the approach and the scale of it, which is quite enormous in terms of the number of reforms that are recommended. We're really pleased with the way it's gone about approaching mental health, not just from a mental health system perspective, but to look at the many much broader issues that impact on the mental health and wellbeing of individuals. So it looks at workplaces, schools, employment, housing, and all of those other issues that combine to impact mental health and wellbeing.
And while the Greens are also welcoming the report, saying it provides a clear way forward, the party's West Australian Senator Rachel Seward says the government should map out its plan for reform immediately.
It's a shame that the government didn't table it earlier or release it earlier and make some commitments in the budget in October, which would have got us on the road to implementing the recommendations. We know that this is a significant issue and we need to be taking action as soon as possible.
The government this week also released the Interim Advice Report into Suicide Prevention, which is one of 4 core documents that set out to provide necessary actions needed in order to enable a national whole-of-government approach. Mark Bryant, the director at suicide prevention provider Living Works Australia, is welcoming the shift to a coordinated approach, saying it's key to saving Australian lives.
We would definitely echo the call for a whole of government approach to suicide prevention across different levels of government and portfolios. What was interesting about both the Productivity Commission report and the interim report was the huge focus not just on structural change to the mental health service provision and having it standardised across states and territories, but a huge focus on prevention and early intervention.
Mr. Bryant says an example is the proposal for mandatory suicide prevention training to be provided for school staff and parents, a call supported by his organisation.
When there's been a suicide in a school, we get called in to give some training to teachers and sometimes parents in suicide first aid skills so they can be a support in the community after a suicide, but the idea that actually way before preparing, before an event happens, it's a lot easier to do that training in that environment.
The report noted that the need for reform is even more crucial given the impacts of the pandemic on mental health, as well as the ongoing drought and last summer's devastating bushfires. It says these events have affected so many Australians, whether through social isolation, loss of employment, housing, financial instability, or domestic violence. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.